This is the Sakar Merli of the 2nd of March 2026. Essence. Sweet children, stay in remembrance and inspire others to practice staying in remembrance. The intellects of those who conduct yoga must not wander elsewhere. Question. Which children have a very big responsibility? What should they definitely pay attention to? Answer. The children who are instrument teachers and who conduct yoga for others have a very big responsibility. If, while conducting yoga, their intellect wanders elsewhere, then instead of doing service, you do disservice. This is why you should pay attention to see that you are only performing charitable actions. Song. Salutations to Shiva. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and first of all gives all of you children drishti to stabilize you in your aim. Just as I am sitting here in remembrance of Shiv Baba, so you too should sit in remembrance of Shiv Baba. The question arises, are those who sit facing you to conduct meditation constantly staying in remembrance of Shiv Baba so that others also feel that attraction? By staying in remembrance, you will remain very peaceful. If you remain bodiless and stay in remembrance of Shiv Baba, you are able to take others into peace because you sit there as a teacher. If the teacher is not in accurate remembrance, others are not able to stay in remembrance. First of all, while sitting here, check whether you yourself are in remembrance of our beloved Baba, the one whose lovers you are. Each of you should ask this of yourself. If your intellect goes in other directions, if you become body conscious, you are not sitting there doing service, but disservice. This is something that has to be understood. If you don't do service and just sit idle, you only cause a loss. If the intellect's yoga of a teacher is wandering elsewhere, how would she help? Those who sit here as teachers should ask themselves, am I performing charitable actions? If you do something sinful, it leads to degradation, and your status would then be destroyed. When you make such one sit on the gaddi, you too are responsible. Shiv Baba knows everyone. This Baba also knows everyone's stage. Shiv Baba says, such ones sit here as teachers, and yet their intellect's yoga wanders. How would they help others? You Brahmin children have become instruments to make them belong to Shiv Baba and to claim the inheritance from him. Baba says, O souls, constantly remember me alone. When you sit here as a teacher, sit in that stage very well. In fact, everyone has to remember the Father. Students can understand their own stage. They can tell whether they will pass or not. Even their teacher knows that. Even a private teacher would know that. even in other studies, they can have a special teacher if they want. Here, some say, conduct meditation for us. Therefore, you have to sit in remembrance of the Father. The Father's order is, constantly remember me alone. You are my lovers. Remember your beloved while walking and moving around. Sannyasis remember the Brahm element. They believe that they will go and merge into the Brahm element. Those who stay in remembrance a great deal will have a good stage. Each one of you has one speciality or another. It is said, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. You also have to stay in remembrance yourself. There are some who are true to Baba and others who are not true. It is with great difficulty that they stay in constant remembrance. Some are completely true to the Father. This Baba also tells you children his experience. I stay in remembrance for a short time and then I forget him. This is because he has many burdens on him. There are so many children. You children don't even know whether it is Shiv Baba or Brahma Baba who is conducting this Murli, because both are together. This one says, I too remember Shiv Baba. This Baba also conducts meditation for you children. When he sits here, you can see how there is very good dead silence. Many are pulled into that. He is the Father after all. He says, children, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. You also have to stay in remembrance and not just be a pundit. If you don't stay in remembrance, you will fail at the end. Baba and Mama have a high status, but the rosary has not yet been created. Not a single bead is completely ready yet. In the early days, a rosary was created to give the children a lift. But it was seen that Maya completely finished off many of them. Everything depends on service. Those who sit facing you to conduct meditation have to realize that they have to sit there as an honest teacher. Otherwise, you should say that your intellect wanders everywhere and that you are not worthy of sitting there. You should admit it yourself. It isn't that anyone can come and sit there by herself. There are some who don't give this knowledge to others, but do stay in remembrance. However, here, you need to be clever at both. The bridegroom is very lovely, and he has to be remembered a great deal. This requires effort. It is easy to create subjects. It is not a big thing to become a maid or servant. They are unable to follow the path of this knowledge. For instance, the Bhandari, who looks after the kitchen, makes everyone very happy. She doesn't cause anyone sorrow. Everyone praises her. Such a wonderful Shiv Baba's Bhandari. She is number one. She pleases the hearts of many. Baba also continues to please the hearts of you children. The Father says, remember me and keep this cycle in your intellects. Now, each of you has to benefit yourself. Do service with your bones, with deep love. Become very merciful. People stumble around a great deal to attain liberation and liberation in life. No one knows about salvation at all. They do believe that they have to return from where they came. They realize this is a play, but they don't abide by that. Look, in some places, even Muslims come to class. They say, "We originally belonged to the deity religion and were then converted to the religion of Islam. We have taken 84 births. In Sindh, too, 5 or 6 Muslims used to come. They still come now." Now, we shall see whether they continue to come or not, because Maya also tests everyone. Some remain here very firmly, whereas others are unable to remain here. Those who truly belong to the Brahmin religion and have taken 84 births never fluctuate. Others leave due to one reason or another. There is also a lot of body consciousness. You children have to benefit many. What status would you claim otherwise? You have renounced your homes and families in order to benefit yourselves. You are not doing the Father any great favour. Now that you belong to the Father, you also have to do such service that you receive a medal for a kingdom. You receive the kingdom of constant happiness for 21 births. You just have to conquer Maya and also teach others to do this. Some fail. They think that it is difficult to claim a kingdom. The Father says it is a weakness to think in that way. It is very easy to remember the Father and the inheritance. When children don't have the courage to claim a kingdom, they sit down like cowards. Neither do they take it themselves, nor do they help others to take it. So what would the result be? The Father says, do service day and night. Even the Congress party made a lot of effort. They struggled so much because only then were they able to take back the government from the foreigners. You have to take your kingdom back from Ravan. He is everyone's enemy. The world doesn't understand that everyone is unhappy because they are following Ravan's directions. None of them have true, constant happiness in their hearts. Shiv Baba says, I have come to make you children constantly happy. Now follow Srimat and become elevated. All the people of Bharat have forgotten their own religion. As are the king and queen, so the subjects. You children are now being given the understanding of how the world cycle turns. Nevertheless, you repeatedly forget this. It doesn't stay in your intellects. Although many become Brahmins, some are weak, and they therefore continue to indulge in vice. Although they say they are BKs, they are not really that. Those who follow directions fully and continue to make others similar to themselves will be able to claim a high status. There will be obstacles. While drinking nectar, they then create obstacles. This is also remembered. Therefore, what will their status become? Some children are even beaten for vice. They say, "Baba, I will tolerate a little suffering. Baba is my beloved. I remember Shiv Baba even while being beaten." They remain very happy. You should have infinite happiness. We are claiming our inheritance from the Father, and we continue to make others similar to ourselves. This picture of the ladder is in Baba's intellect a great deal. He gives great importance to it. Baba thanks the children who churn the ocean of this knowledge and create such pictures. Or, it can be said, Baba touched the intellect of that child. He has created a very good picture of the ladder. By understanding the 84 births, you now understand the beginning, middle and end of the whole world. This is a first-class picture. There is much better knowledge in this picture than in the pictures of the Trimurti and the cycle. We are now ascending. It is so easy. The Father comes and gives you a lift. We are peacefully claiming our inheritance from the Father. This knowledge of the ladder is very good. Explain. You are not Hindus. You belong to the deity religion. If they say that they haven't taken 84 births, then say, "Oh, why don't you believe that you have taken 84 births? If you stay in remembrance again, you can come in the first number again. If they belong to your clan, they won't question whether everyone takes 84 births. Why do you think that you have come too late?" The Father tells all the children, "You people of Bharat have taken 84 births. Now claim your inheritance once again and go to heaven." When you children sit in yoga and remember the ladder, you will stay in great pleasure. We have completed our 84 births. We are now to return home. There is so much happiness experienced. There should also be the enthusiasm to do service. You are given many ways with which you can explain to others. Explain the picture of the ladder. All the pictures are necessary. The Trimurti is also required. Baba says, "You can go and give this knowledge to my devotees. You will find them in the temples. You can explain the picture of the ladder in the temples as well. Throughout the whole day, let it remain in your intellects that you have to give Baba's introduction to others and to benefit them. Day by day, the locks on their intellects will continue to open. Those who want to claim their inheritance will come. Day by day, they continue to learn. Some have an eclipse of omens over them, and so Baba has to explain to them. They don't realize that they have an eclipse of omens over them, and that is why they are unable to do service. The whole responsibility lies on you children. Continue to create Brahmins similar to yourselves. By staying engaged in doing service, you will experience great happiness and many will be benefited." Baba used to take great pleasure in serving in Bombay. Many new ones used to come. Baba had a great desire to do service there. You children should also become merciful in the same way. Engage yourselves in doing service. Each of you should feel in your heart that unless you have made someone similar to yourselves, you mustn't have your meal. First of all, perform charity. First, make sinful souls into charitable souls, and then eat your chapati. Therefore, remain engaged in doing service. Only after making someone's life worthwhile should you have a chapati. You should try to make others into Brahmins similar to yourselves. There is a magazine published for you children, but some BKs don't read it that much. They feel that they don't have to read it, because it is for the people outside. Baba says, the people outside don't understand anything without a teacher. This is for you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris to read and refresh yourselves. However, they don't read it. Children at all the centres are asked whether they read the whole magazine, what they understood from the magazine, and to what extent it is suitable. Thanks have to be given to those who publish the magazine. You have published a very good magazine. We thank you a great deal. Make effort to read the magazine. This is to refresh you children, but you don't read it. Those who are well known are invited everywhere by everyone. They ask Baba to send so-and-so to give talks at their place. Baba then understands that they themselves don't know how to give a talk, and that is why they ask others. Therefore, so much regard has to be given to the serviceable children. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. In order to claim a medal for a kingdom, make everyone's heart happy. Become very, very merciful and benefit yourselves and others. Serve with your bones. 2. Don't become body conscious and do disservice. Constantly perform charitable acts. Serve to make others into Brahmins similar to yourselves. Give regard to those who are serviceable. Blessing. May you become constantly powerful by reducing your weight of waste with churning power. Some souls are carrying the weight of waste, waste thoughts, waste words, waste actions. Souls become heavy because of those. Now reduce this weight. In order to reduce this weight, stay constantly busy doing service and increase your churning power. You souls will become powerful by using your churning power. Just as blood is made by digesting your food and it then works as energy, in the same way, the power of souls increases with their churning. Slogan: the time of those who make their nature easy is not wasted. Abhyat signal: make your foundation of faith strong and remain constantly fearless and carefree. Those whose intellects have faith remain free from worry. They do not have any type of thoughts or worries. thoughts such as, what happened? Why did it happen? And if it hadn't happened like that, all are waste thoughts. Those whose intellects have faith are carefree. They will never have waste thoughts. Those who constantly maintain original thoughts of themselves attain victory over any external situations with their own personal stage. Om Shanti.